We're going to go down the rabbit hole of plastic recycling today, and it's absolutely crazy. Did you know paper, you and I, we recycle 66% of all the paper we use every year. But do you know what percentage of plastic we recycle every year? 5 to 6%. Did you know, roughly, worldwide, we generate 400 million tons of plastic every year, of which 42 million of it is in U.S. And we, you and I, back in 1980, we used to waste plastic 60 pounds per year. You know what we're doing today? Over 220 billion per year. And we've known about this problem that nobody is recycling because of a study that was done by Vinyl Institute. They came up with a conclusion in 1986 that recycling merely postpones disposal without offering a permanent solution. Bunch of other numbers I want to share with you, which is kind of wild. We're going to talk about that today. Okay, so if you get value out of this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. Let's get right into it. Did you know plastic became available, the first product, in 1907, but mass production didn't start till 1952? Matter of fact, if you look at this chart here, this is how much plastic production was taking place annually worldwide. Look at 1950, nothing. Look at 1976, bingo, 89, double again. 2002, double again. And then look at from 2002 till today, to where we are today, is absolutely wild. 400 million tons of plastic every year. By the way, just 70 years ago, it was nothing. Meaning, this is not yet a problem that we all know a lot about. The right people know it's a big problem, but they're not talking about it. Very similar to the oil and the tobacco industry. For example, the tobacco industry, many, many years ago, they knew this was a problem. They knew tobacco was a problem. They knew about this early on in the 50s when documents reveal that tobacco companies had internal research showing the link between smoking and lung cancer, but they didn't tell you about us. They marketed kids, they marketed women and minorities, despite knowing the health risks, which eventually led to, in 1998, major tobacco companies reached a historic settlement with 46 U.S. states agreeing to pay billions of dollars in compensation and fund anti-smoking campaigns. It was so bad that in 2005, they made a movie called Thank You for Smoking, and Aaron Eckhart was in it. The whole thing was about how lobbyists played a big role in making sure you and I thought it was cool to be smoking. Doctors smoke cigarettes and they're so cool. We got to go do it as well. By the way, oil companies went through the same thing as well. Let me give you some stuff on what happened with oil companies. Companies like ExxonMobil revealed in the 70s that there's a link between what fossil fuel emissions do with the climate, but they didn't want you and I know about it, right? And by the way, many of these guys paid big money in fines. BP paid $29 billion in fines. I think Exxon paid $1.5 billion in fines, 388 different settlements. There's a list of things I can talk to you about. And according to the International Energy Agency, the burning of fossil fuel accounted for around 73% of global greenhouse gas emissions in 2020. But guess who they also hired? A lot of lobbyists. Why? Because there's a lot of money in oil, which is fine. They're being capitalists, but not when it comes down to our risk, our health, right? And by the way, this is oil and tobacco, right? Let's go back to the plastic recycling. Watch this. Remember when I said to you 400 million tons of plastic waste is every year? Do you know what percent of it ends up in landfills in our natural environment? Ready? 60% of it. That's 240 billion. But let me continue. In comparison, U.S., remember how we said 42 million tons, metric tons of plastic every year, highest in the world? In comparison, the U.S. produces almost twice as much as China and more than all of the countries in EU combined. This next one's pretty crazy. More than 8 million tons of plastic enters the ocean every year. It is estimated that roughly 40% of ocean surface is covered in plastic debris. And if our plastic consumption behavior continues, scientists warn that there will be more plastic than fish in the ocean as soon as 2030. This may be a little bit of fear porn by the scientists, but do you believe the fact that there's a lot of plastic and trash in the ocean? How often do you go to the beach? You're like, what the hell is this all about? Or you're going with the boat. You're like, why is it so dirty over here? I believe that. 100,000 animals die from plastic entanglement every year. Let me give you a couple more here. Humans ingest 5 grams of plastic every week. You know what that is? That's 1 credit card every week. Every week, you and I eat 1 credit card, which, by the way, in 10 years' time, we would have eaten 5 pounds of plastic and 44 pounds worth of plastic over the course of our lifetime. We eat a lot of plastic, folks. COVID-19 added another 26,000 tons of plastic pollution in the ocean. The whole mask and everything that we had going on, that's a whole different story that we're talking about. And by the way, the list is long, so a lot of companies want to be able to say, well, we do recycle, we do all this stuff. Even Starbucks, check this out. Not one of these plastic food service items, including the polypropylene cup lids that Starbucks touts as recyclable, has ever met the FTC Green Guide legal definition of recyclability. As if you're not already overloaded on all this data, I'll give you another one. Do you know how long it takes for plastic to decompose? Ready? Somewhere between 20 to 500 years. That's a long time. This is kind of complicated because there's an element of, you know, where you're going to need the private and the public sector to solve the problem. And on the public side, the government, you and I are going to be paying for it. Private sector, because a lot of these companies have to figure out a way to come up with better stories for you to say, I want to buy from this company because it's doing X, Y, Z. So let me kind of unpack how I'm viewing this. EU comes out and says by 2025, all beverage bottle made of PET plastic must contain at least 25% of recycled content. Okay, fine. We're going that direction. That's a good progress that they're making. However, in a consumer economy like America, fast fashion. Why are we buying so many more clothes than we did before? We're throwing away 81.5 pounds of clothes every year. Not buying, throwing away 81.5 pounds. What are we doing with all this stuff? Why is our closet so full of stuff that we're never going to be using? It is an element where this has to be education from top down, because remember, this is just a 70-year problem. Not even 70. Even when plastic came out in the 50s, we were not making that many of them. Even in the 70s, we were making a lot of them. It's in the 80s, then 2000 when this just took off. So even if we look at this chart, 2002 till today is when it skyrocketed, which is what? Only 22 years. What does it tell you? It doesn't take 22 years to be a crisis, but go 40 years, 60 years, 80 years. You and I may not even see the price of this, okay? I don't know how old you are. I'm 45, but our kids will and our grandkids will. So should we kind of like delay the problem, let it go? I don't think so. I think we need to kind of partner a private and public sector to work together, maybe create certain incentives for companies who choose to do it in the proper way, and let's recognize them. And others, you don't recognize them. And also incentivize some entrepreneurs to choose ways that they can help clear these landfills and work with the public sector to say, hey, here's my offer. This is what I can do and help you clean it up. Hey, government, what are you willing to do for it? And maybe those two team up together to make something happen here, because I don't think this is a small problem. 400 million tons a year. We're not talking about a decade, what we've done the last 20 years. That's per year, and US is 42 of it. So lots of thoughts here on how to fix them. We got a bunch of ideas here. I'd be curious to hear your thoughts. If you have any ideas or thoughts, comment below. Okay, so if you got value out of this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. And if you enjoyed this video, there's another video I did on fast fashion. If you've never seen it, click here to watch it. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.